Talking back the night, my next guest is a talented Gold Coast filmmaker. His name's Goff. He's the first legally blind person in the world to write, produce, edit, direct, and star in a feature film. And he has his own production company. And Goff joins me on Talking Back the Night. Hello, mate.
G'day, Christian. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, people are probably wondering why I'm only referring to you as Goff and not giving a surname, but it is just Goff for professional or stage purposes, isn't it?
That's it. I decided to just go with the one-word name, like Madonna, you know, so it'd stand out a little bit more.
A little bit about your background. We can't get away from the fact that your father is one of the great comedy legends that this country has ever seen in the great ugly Dave Gray.
That's right. That's right. That's my dad. Good or bad, I'm stuck with it.
That's great. Yeah. How much of an influence would that have been on you growing up?
But of course, I was born in 81, so...
so you missed it all.
Yeah, that's it. So I wasn't even an itch in my old man's underpants when the Blankety Blanks was going on. So because I believe that was about 77, 78.
Yep.
So you're showing your age, Christian.
I am. Goff, your old man, he was a big deal.
Fair enough. To answer your study or question in regards to influence, obviously, with what I do now with the production company, it's very different to what he did with doing stand-up comedy. I mean, I started off doing stand-up comedy myself, but then drifted more towards the production side and writing and that kind of thing. So there's not a great deal of assistance he can give in that regard, because even though people might think it's the same sort of industry, it's a very different kind of thing that I'm doing.
Yeah. You're legally blind. You're totally blind in one eye and only have very limited vision in the other.
That's correct. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Okay. So how do you manage to go about your everyday stuff, let alone even considering making feature films?
Well, I mean, you got no choice in the matter, do you, Christian? You just got to get on with it and do it. So, I mean, you know, I go down to the gym most mornings and do my thing and then start work and all of that sort of stuff. I mean, there's absolutely no reason why I can't do and achieve what I believe I can. I mean, I want to be a contributing member of society. I want to entertain people with my work. I want to make people feel good about themselves and forget about their problems by giving them a laugh or by entertaining them with my productions that I make.
Yeah. If we can go back to your first feature film, I Will Not Go Quietly, I get the feeling that not only do you want to entertain, but you're also trying to get a message out there as well.
Absolutely. That was a documentary that I made all about disability and mental health. And I know people, when you say those two words, people start thinking negatively, you know, doom and gloom. But
yeah.
So I tried to incorporate a lot of comedy into that particular project to make it a bit more uplifting and whatnot. But I got to interview some fascinating people. I had a neurosurgeon. I had a school teacher talking about the education system for those people with a disability. I had a psychologist in regards to mental health problems and all of those sorts of things. So it was quite a fascinating film to make, I must say, yes.
Yeah. You can find all of this stuff, by the way, on the website beernutsproductions.com. The Heather Roses interview, also the Anne Handel interview. These are really, really clever. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. Well, I don't have a major Hollywood-style budget, so I had to come up with a way of making some really entertaining films for some low prices, pretty much. So I figured, why not do like a mock Michael Parkinson chat show kind of thing, where I'm the interviewer and I'm interviewing some rather interesting characters. So Anne Handel, for example, I know you go through Gold FM, Liz Cantor, who has done some work with you guys. She kindly came on board and did a fantastic performance playing Anne Handel, who's a famous actress who I give a rather harsh grilling to about her career choices. I don't approve of her films and whatnot, so I decide to give her a rather harsh and unprofessional grilling. So, and she was terrific in that film, and like you say, the Heather Roses interview and also the Robbie Pockets interview, and which was my latest one.
Yeah, there's nothing like giving an interview and a critique all in the one go, Goff.
Yes, indeed. Yep. And that's obviously where the comedy comes from with that one. You know, I really I really give it to her with both barrels. You know, it's amazing she hung in there for as long as she did.
Exactly. What about the advertising meeting?
Well, that one again, that's probably one of my favourite ones because it's a bit out there, the advertising meeting. It's basically Auntie Beryl's Burger Hut is in a bad way, you see. So she's come to me asking me for help. So I get an advertising crew together and we sit down around the board table and come up with a campaign for Auntie Beryl's Burger Hut that's just so outrageous and extravagant that it just has to work. There's just no other option. So, but it's very out there. Some of the things that... So some of the emotions and things that get thrown around that advertising board table are a bit crazy.
Yeah. Tell us also about Small Mercies, which is another one of your works, which is very, very interesting as well.
Yeah. Well, Small Mercies, a fantastic Brisbane actress called Jackie Stories. She's an amazing actress. She's done a lot of commercial work and that sort of stuff. So I was really happy to get her on board for this one. And basically, she takes you through... This one's a little bit more dramatic. She takes you through her life and showing you the ups and downs and all of that sort of stuff. And she gets some rather shocking news through the short film, which she's not too sure how to deal with. So that one's a little bit more thoughtful and dramatic, which people have really, really enjoyed, which I'm pleased about.
The Robbie Pockets interview. I had a good laugh with this one.
Yeah, well, the Robbie Pockets interview, basically Robbie Pockets is one of the world's greatest pop stars, as you would know, Christian.
Of course,
everybody knows Robbie Pockets. And so I sit down with old Robbie and we chat about his philosophical journey through Asia and his hit albums such as Lick the Crumpet and See the Stars and Three-Legged Monkey. So, you know, we have a really good chat with Robbie. And I must say, Matthew Philcombe, who plays Robbie, did an absolutely outstanding job with that one. So I think people would get a really, really good laugh from that particular film.
Yeah, very funny interview. The meeting of two great egos there.
Yes, indeed.
What other plans have you got? What else is on the agenda for 2015 and beyond, Gough?
Well, look, Christian, basically my main goals are quite simple, to make as many films and productions as I possibly can. You know, I love my work. I love what I do. I love entertaining people, like I said. So I've got another film that we're currently in pre-production now, and we should be filming that one next week and editing it up, and hopefully that'll be on the website very shortly as well for people to enjoy. And then after that, I just want to keep making as many productions as I can. So, yeah, absolutely.
Gough, as you know, on this show, we talk about a lot of stuff and a lot of issues and current affairs and that kind of thing, and disability support and the challenges that Australians face on a day-to-day level is a recurring theme on this show, as it should be.
The people, how can I answer this? The people who I went to school with, for example, who were blind and visually impaired, I mean, they get a lot of knockbacks when it comes to employment and education. I mean, our high school education was pretty ordinary, it has to be said, and that's no fault of our own. We're just students, you know, so you don't get a great start off in life because of the situations that are out of your control. But then, of course, when you become an adult, then obviously situations are in your control, and it's up to you then to do the best you can with the skills that you've got and make sure that you put the best foot forward. Absolutely. So, look, I do talk to a few people out there that have, you know, different disabilities, and I've got to say, you know, most people have a really positive attitude and just want to work and want to contribute, and they all have different skills and that kind of stuff. They just want to be given those chances and opportunities, which unfortunately aren't readily available, unfortunately.
You can check out all of Gough's work at the website beernutsproductions.com. Hey, Gough, it's been great talking to you, mate. I wish you all the very, very best and hope to stay in touch with you on Talking Back the Night.
Thank you, Christian. I listen every night. It's terrific stuff.